The founder of Bob Jones University, Dr. Bob Jones Sr., was one of God's great warriors for the faith. The message you will hear now, recorded during Dr. Jones' earthly ministry, illustrates his firm conviction that whatever the Bible says is so.
My friends, this is a 22nd message that I'm bringing you about some things that the Bible says. And I'd like to stop for just a minute to remind you of something I've said before. Keep in mind now that most of the Bible is written about how to get to this world. Now, it tells us how to go to heaven, tells us how to be saved, tells us we have to be born again, tells us we can't save ourselves and all that. But there's not much said about heaven, comparatively speaking, not much said about hell, comparatively speaking. Yet there's a good deal about hell and a good deal about heaven. There's not a great deal said about just how to be saved, but what is said so plainly anybody can understand it. The wayfaring man, though he be a fool, ought to be able to find this road. It's clear and plain. But most of the Bible's written about how to get through the world. Old Testament, God chose the Jews. They were earthly people. Of course, they had a heavenly relation. But God chose them for a special purpose. And much of the purpose was how they'd bless the world, what they'd do for the world. Well, now, most of the New Testament's written to Christian people. Nearly everything in the epistles written to Christians. Of course, it's things that we need to know. He tells what we ought to know, and he tells how we ought to live, tells what we ought to do, tells how we ought to travel. It's all clear, you know. But now, the last message I gave to you, I talked to you about what the Bible says about the common salvation. You remember that you're a stockholder, I'm a stockholder, we're all stockholders in this common salvation. And Jude said we should earnestly contend for the faith. I emphasized that last time if you heard that last message. Now, I want to call your attention today to what my obligation is as a Christian. What's my obligation to my brother in Christ or to a stockholder of the business? Now, I'm told very clearly in the Bible that not every man look on his own thing, but every man also on the things of the others. See, that's clear. I ought to take care of my stock. See, I ought to look at my stock and say I have a certificate. I have a title to mansions in the sky. And Jesus is my Savior. And I'm a joint heir with Him. And I shouldn't forget that because it's an awful big thrill, you know, to know what's ahead of us. Oh, when I think about what's ahead of us, I wonder we don't all get homesick for Him. And homesick for that golden day when Jesus Christ is crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I just wonder. But then I mustn't forget my other fellows. They're all the stockholders. We're all common stockholders in the greatest business in the world. Our citizenship's in heaven. And now Jude comes along and tells us to contend for the faith. They contend, earnestly contend. Yes, don't let them take it away from you. Keep it. Hold by. Don't let them destroy your certificate of stock. You remember I emphasized that. But now what's my obligation to my stockholders, see? Well, one day a bank failed when I was a boy and some fellow said, that poor widow lost all she had. That man over yonder, I've not heard, he's got plenty anyhow. I understand he lost a few $1,000s in the bank, but he has a manufacturing plant, and he has this, he has that, and so forth and so on. But you know, no one in the world has anything that's a substitute for salvation. If you're not saved, it doesn't matter what you have, you haven't got anything worth having. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world, lose his own soul? What's it all worth anyhow? If you lose your own soul, if you gain the whole world, but you'll never do it. But if you did and lost your soul, you're a loser. All right. But you know, many of the stockholders in the world, and this wonderful company I'm talking about now, this heavenly organization, the organization Jude was talking about, and he said this common salvation that we enjoy, many of the stockholders in this company are, well, they just don't have much, you know. They have little stock. And they don't know much about the corporation. They probably don't understand a great deal about it. What am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to help them. I'm supposed to bear my brother's burden. Bear ye one another's burdens. I'm to help him. Ye the strong, take on the infirmities of the weak. You owe an obligation, a special obligation to every child of God. As I spoke to you some time ago on the subject, we have therefore opportunity, let's do good to all men, especially unto them who are the household of faith. Especially unto them. Especially unto God's children. You know, if I'm going to show any preference, I'm going to show it to a child of God. We're to love one another. We're to get along together. We should stand shoulder to shoulder in the great battles of life. and we're to bear one another's burdens. And, you know, sometimes I get to thinking about it, if we'd listen to all God says, it wouldn't be so bad. How am I to bear one another's burdens? Well, one of the ways to bear one another's burdens is for every fellow to bear his own burden. An old farmer years ago told me that. He said, he used to have log rollings in this country. And he said, they cut down the forest and cut down the trees. And said, then we had to cultivate the land. He said, we'd take those trees and we'd pile them up and burn them. We'd have a log rolling day. They'd come in and neighbors, the men would come in and help us. We'd put hand sticks on those logs and move those logs in the pile and set fire to them and burn them. Now, he said, every man's burden was the log, all the burden. A log, we'd have four men maybe on one side and four on the other with a hand stick under. Now, he said, the log was everybody's burden. But he said, each man's burden was to carry his part of the log. Did you ever stop to think how sensible that is? Do you ever stop to think that just a few people usually have most of the burdens to bear? Why should one person have so much on him? Somebody else has so little. You say, well, I'm just not very good at it, but listen, you lift all you can. Anything short of your best is a sin. You should do your part. You should carry your part of the load. Somebody said one time, said, Bob Jones founded Bob Jones University. They said, they have a wonderful school down there, but I don't own it. The testimony of Bob Jones University is as much your burden as it is mine. It's a testimony. It's a testimony in the field of education. It's saying that an education institution can be strong and large and stand for the Word of God without compromise. It can be an institution that emphasizes evangelism. It can be an institution that emphasizes the authority of the Bible. It can stand for all of those things. And that's what we stand for. That's what we should stand for. And that's what we're going to stand for. Well, it doesn't become my burden exclusively. If you're carrying a burden for God and need somebody to help you, I ought to help you all I can. You ought to help all good causes all you can. How can you help them? Well, I'll tell you how you can help Bob Jones University. I'm glad to tell you this. You can pray for us. You can pray every day for us. There's no substitute for prayer. You can pray for the president of his school. You can pray for his associates. You can pray for the institution. You can pray for the students that come here. You can pray for the financial needs of the school. Yes, you can help. Somebody said to me, oh, I was called to be a missionary one time. I wish I could have been a missionary, but I just couldn't very well be. I said, yes, you can. You can be one now. Well, how can I be one? You know any missionaries on the foreign field of the truth of the gospel doing a good work for God? Yes, I know some good Orthodox missionaries. Pray for them. Pray for all the Bible-believing Orthodox missionaries on all the foreign fields. They're not all Orthodox. Some missionaries, I don't know what they're doing on the foreign field. You've got religious liberalism there just like you have in America. You've got folks over there that don't believe the fundamentals of the faith just like you have folks in religious work in America don't believe the fundamentals of the faith. But you have some good Orthodox people, too. You have some good Orthodox people in this country. They've never surrendered, won't surrender, won't compromise. They're willing to suffer outside the gate. You ought to pray for these folks. You ought to put them on your prayer list. Did you know Bob Jones University is training missionaries and preachers and Christian school teachers and business people who are going out in the world to live Christian lives? Do you know you can have a part in everything that's done here? How? By praying for us. You're praying for us. Maybe you haven't any money, but you can pray. And you might have some money you could invest. You should bear one another's burdens. You know, the load gets pretty heavy sometimes. You stagger on all you can carry and keep going, you know, day in and day out, and just keep on keeping on. I've seen them. I've seen them on the mission field. I've seen them in this country. I've seen people sweat blood and tug and toil. I know a fellow now who went out to Bob Jones University as pastor of a church. He wanted to build a little church in the town. Didn't have a good base of testimony in the town. He went, man, he struggled and suffered and fought and been lied about, and he's just kept going. Bear ye one another's burdens. You can lift that burden with prayer. You can lift that burden sometimes with cooperation. We ought to help each other. You know, we've been all the same family. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. We're on our way to the same heavenly city. We're on our journey home. Well, we ought to help each other along. Yeah. sometimes by a cheerful word, sometimes by just a good, firm word when you ought to speak out firmly. Somebody not long ago ran one of our students and criticized Bob Jones University, and he said, "Wait a minute, I got saved on that campus. I was called to preach on that campus. I know that school." Yeah. Yeah, he was helping bear the burden. He was taking on the responsibility. Did you know we Christians ought to be willing to step outside the gate, see, and suffer with each other and bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ? That's what Jesus did. He came down from heaven to earth and took our sins and nailed them to a cross, got under the load, bore our sins in his body on the cross. And now he said, "Cast your burden on the Lord. I'll still take them on. I'll still take them on." You know, scientific men tell us that an altitude so high that if we get up there, a little child could walk through the space and carry a ton in the palm of his hand. The law of gravitation pulls so light their way up there. Do you know if you learn how to cast your burden on the Lord, it won't be so heavy on some other people. But when you put it on the Lord, he bears your burden. He won't bear your cross. You've got to bear your own cross. You know what a cross is? A cross is a burden that I don't have to bear. It's a burden I choose to bear. Sometimes I have to bear burdens that I'm not responsible for bearing. But when I take up my cross, it's my cross I take up. I do it deliberately. He didn't say take up your burden. You'll have enough burden without taking up any. They'll be rolled on you if you're right with God. You'll carry the burden down the road. But he'll come along and go with you. He said, "Cast your burden on me." Yeah, and he says, "Bear ye one another's burdens." So fulfill the law of Christ that every man do his part. Did you ever stop to think if all Christians would do each one his part? How wonderful it'd be, but they won't do it. So few Christians are willing to put their shoulder on the load and carry the burden, but the Lord told you to do it. And that's written to Christian people. "Bear ye, you Christian people, bear ye one another's burdens." And what? "So fulfill the law of Christ." That's the law of Christ. He bears your burden. Now you bear one another's burden, see? "Let that mind be in you which is in Christ Jesus." You know what that mind was, don't you? Well, let it be in you. He'll take you along. Now may God help us to see it. You've got a neighbor right near you. Maybe it's a Christian. Maybe crushed under a load. You might help him a little. Go over to see him and tell him that you're glad they love Jesus. And have a little prayer with him and see what you can do. Our Father, help us Christians live like Christians ought to live. Help us to be what we ought to be. Help us to be faithful in all things, to be yielded and dedicated to the Lord Jesus Christ. Hear us in this prayer as we yield ourselves to you and turn our lives over to you. And give us wisdom and strength and guidance to do the will of God in all things for Jesus' sake. Amen.
You've heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
Dr. Jones once said, "Every successful man I have ever met had come at some time under the dominating power of a great truth." The truth of this statement has been repeated countless times as Christian men and women have discovered success as they have applied the dynamic truths of the Word of God to daily living. Thousands of graduates of Bob Jones University claim one of Dr. Jones' biblical chapel sayings as their dominating truth of life. These chapel sayings, now in booklet form, can be yours, free for the asking. The address is Word of Truth, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614.
Listen next week at this time for another message from The Word of Truth, sponsored by Bob Jones University.